This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic news of this Thursday comes to us via London and Oslo and Bern and Ankara, courtesy of the central banks of, in order, England, Norway, Switzerland, and Turkey, all of which raised their key interest rates today. It's a pretty clear example, I'd say, of the tendency that the world central bankers have to do pretty much the same thing at the same time. And for those listening at this point saying, but Kai, the Fed skipped this past meeting. Well, yes, true, they did, but they also promised, all but promised, I suppose, more rate hikes later on this year. So we asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to explain that herd mentality.
Central banks are often making the same moves because, more often than not, economic problems are global problems. Bill English is a finance professor at Yale.
The central bankers are responding to the same shocks. They're big shocks. And so the appropriate policy is similar.
And what appropriate monetary policy looks like right now is because of the pandemic, supply chain problems, and the war in Ukraine. Since the problems are so similar, there's a sort of groupthink that happens. Central banks watch and discuss everyone else's moves with each other at official meetings and behind closed doors. Even so, in most PACs, a leader eventually emerges.
Bank of England began tightening policy, for example, a few months before the Fed did in response to the high inflation.
It's why the Bank of England's recent rate hike could offer a clue for what's to come in the U.S. Bill Emmons is a professor at Washington University of St. Louis and a former economist at the St. Louis Fed.
I think this points in the direction of saying, oh, the Fed probably has more to do, and they've been behind the curve through most of this episode.
Turns out the U.S. being behind the curve, following others, is kind of common. Peter Conti Brown is a professor of financial regulation at Wharton.
Almost all the innovations we have seen in the practice of monetary policy, with a few exceptions, came from other central banks.
Including the Fed's 2% inflation target. That came from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. Conti Brown says this group mentality in central banking, it's a part of the culture, and it's a reason why no one nation really strays from the pack.
There was a time, in fact, when the three heads of the central banks in Europe and in the United Kingdom and in the U.S. all had the same dissertation advisor at MIT, who was in turn the head of the central bank in Israel.
And he says there are risks to that groupthink. It can turn central banks into less of a pack with a leader and more of a herd. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.